Hey, bienvenue dans l'histoire du soir. Et je ne suis pas tout seul, car je suis avec Michel. Alors, la pêche, Michel?
Entschuldigen.
Waouh, tu parles super bien anglais. En parlant de ça, nous allons vous faire écouter Alice au pays des merveilles, sous-titré en mandarin.
Nein.
Tu as totalement raison, Michel. Allez, on envoie la sauce.
Vous êtes sur Timbre FM et les quatrièmes du Collège Saint-Maurice vont vous présenter Alice au Pays des Merveilles.
J'espère que vous êtes bilingue, car ce conte est en anglais. Sans plus attendre, débutons le premier chapitre.
I'm so very late.
Hello, this is a story of an ordinary girl called Alice. A story begins on an ordinary summer's day. Let's see Alice. Here she is, sitting next to the river with her sister on a very hot summer's afternoon. Her sister is reading a book and with no one to talk to. Alice is bored and a bit sleepy. Soon, she'll be in the wonderland full of strange and wonderful adventures. But Alice doesn't know that yet.
Oh, there is nothing to do, except lie on the grass and pick daisies. Shall I make a decision for my dear little Dinah? Oh, I don't know. It's so hot.
Oh dear, I'm late. I'm so very late. Oh dear.
A right rabbit. A talking right rabbit? Perhaps. But a rabbit with a pocket watch? A rabbit with pockets? I must see where he is going.
Alice has never seen a rabbit with a pocket or a wet coat or a pocket watch before. So she ran after the rabbit as fast as she could. And when the rabbit jumps down a large rabbit hole, Alice jumps straight after him.
Oh, is that this hole is very deep or I'm falling very slowly? And what a curious rabbit hole. Who would think a rabbit hole would have bookshelves and books and maps and jars of marmalade?
Alice fell down. She fell for so long that she began to think about Dinah, her cat.
Dinah will miss me tonight. I hope they'll remember her milk at time. Dinah, my dear, I wish you were down here with me.
Alice was beginning to feel quite sleepy when suddenly her fall was over and she found herself sitting on a pile of leaves and grass.
Ouch! Who's there?
Oh, my ears and whiskers. How late it's getting.
Wait, please, sir, wait a moment.
The white rabbit ran down a long tunnel. Alice ran after him. But when she reached the end of the tunnel, she found only a long hall with doors all the way round. Alice tried to open the doors, but they were locked. Then she saw a table with a tiny key on it.
These doors are all too big. There must be a smaller door somewhere. I wonder, let me look behind this little curtain. Oh, a teeny little door. Let me try the key. What a beautiful garden. But how can I visit it? The door is so teeny, I can't even fit my 8 throat. Oh, it's no use. I wish I could fold up like a telescope. Wait a minute, what's this? It certainly wasn't here before. A bottle. I wonder what it is. Let me see the label. Drink me. Oh, what a curious feeling. I'm folding up like a telescope.
And she so was. Alice goes smaller and smaller until she was small enough to fit through the door. But she'd forgotten something.
The key.
Alice was too small to reach the key on the table. She tried and tried to climb up the table leg, but it was too slippery. When she had tired herself out with trying, poor little Alice sat down and cried.
It's no use. I can't reach the key, so I can't get into the garden, and that's that. So you're not used to crying like that. Alice, I advise you to stop this minute. Oh, what's this? A little glass box with cake inside. Oh, and there is a nut. It's me. I wonder if it will make me grow. If I grow, I will be able to reach the key. But what if it makes me even smaller? Well, if it makes me smaller, I will be able to creep under the door.
And Alice began to eat the cake. Did she grow big enough? She reached the key. Or perhaps the cake made a small enough to creep under the door and into her beautiful garden. I'll tell you happening next time. Goodbye.
Vous êtes toujours sur Timbre FM. J'espère que vous n'êtes pas perdu dans votre anglais.
Moi, si. Eh bien, voici le chapitre 2 d'Alice au Pays des Merveilles in English.
Hello, Alice is having some very curious adventures at the bottom of a rabbit hole. She drank a drink that made her very small indeed. But she wants to grow bigger so that she can reach the key that will unlock the tiny door to a beautiful garden. After eating some cake she found in a little glass box, Alice started to feel something.
Curious and curiouser. I'm growing. My feet are so far away. Goodbye, feet. How will I put my shoes and socks on, I wonder? Ouch!
Alice grew so big that her head hit the ceiling. It was easy to reach the table now. She picked up the tiny key and reached to the door. But in her excitement, she forgot something again.
Oh, this is hopeless. I'm much too big for this door now. I'll never get into the garden. I can only shut the door in one hay.
Alice was over 9 feet tall, and when a girl that big cries, the tears are big too. Alice cried and cried until all the hall was filled with a salty pool of tears. After a time, Alice heard a little pattering of feet in the distance. She dried her eyes to see what was coming.
Oh, I'm late. I'm so very late. I was told to be early and I'm going to be late. The Duchess will be waiting. Oh my, she will be so very angry with me. Oh my.
The sight of the white rabbit splendidly dressed in his best clothes and carrying a large fan and a pair of white latex gloves was enough to stop Alice's tears.
If you please, sir.
Oh my.
Don't go, I won't hurt. Oh dear, you dropped your gloves. But look, what a pretty fan. And crying is such hard work. Oh, that's better. Oh dear, how strange everything is today. Yesterday, things were normal, but today, I'm not sure if I am the same girl who woke up this morning. But if I'm not the girl who woke up this morning, the question is, who am I?
Alice found herself with she talked. She felt much cooler, but after a minute or two, something started happening.
Oh, here's that feeling again.
Then something kept happening. Alice kept fanning herself.
I don't believe it. I'm growing smaller again. Smaller than the table. Hello, Fitz. It's good to see you again.
Soon Alice was smaller than ever. She was still shrinking and shrinking and she didn't know why.
Oh dear, I'm getting very small. Oh, I'm getting much too small. Oh dear, I shall fade away altogether. Oh, the fun. The fan!
Just in time, Alice threw the fan on the floor, so she wouldn't get any smaller.
That was a lucky escape. But now I'm small enough to get into the garden.
Poor Alice. There she stood at the little door, but it was locked again. And there was the little key back in its place, out of reach on the table.
Oh, not again. This is hopeless. I'll never get that key now. I so badly wanted to see the garden, and things are worse than ever. I've never been so small that in my life. Never.
Things were as bad as ever, and they were about to get worse.
Oh!
And poor Alice fell into a pool of her own tears. Luckily, she knew how to swim, but she wasn't the only one who had fallen into the pool. Next time, Alice meets a dodo, tries to make friends with a mouse, and joins in a very, very curious race. Goodbye.